Dead Room Comedy. Dead Room. Dead Room Comedy. Comedy.
Yeah, everybody. Who's ready for the Dead Room? Hey, give it up for the Dead Room! Keep it going for your bartenders behind the bar. Everybody taking care of us.
Keep it going for Megan, everybody!
Yeah!
She fucking runs this bar.
She fucking runs this bar.
She fucking runs this shit. Guys, hey, give it up if it's your first time at the Dead Room. Give it up. We got some new piggies over there.
We got some new piggies in the
piggies,
audience.
Any piggies over here?
Very grateful piggies. We'll fill up the trough for all of you. Y'all can get fed. It'll be nice, okay? We'll take care of all the piggies tonight.
We got some slop-eating piggies. That's what you guys are.
Yes,
that's what I'm talking about. Keep it going for Jeff Nelson. He's a slop-eating piggy.
He's a slop-eating piggy, everybody.
He's a slop-eating piggy. Guys, for those of you who don't know, we explained it earlier before, but The Dead Room is a competition-based comedy show in which your only goal as an audience is to not laugh.
Yeah.
You shut the fuck up and you stay shut the fuck up until you physically cannot control your laughter.
Let's see if we can wrangle these piggies with a nice... Oh, good. Well-behaved piggies.
Look at that. Every time.
You get a little shush in the room. It happens every time. That's beautiful.
We got a bunch of subs.
All right. So, yeah. Jacob, we're going to do a little practice for you. Jacob, hit him with a little joke.
Guys,
don't laugh.
Don't you fucking laugh. Hey, a lot of people say that Denver's expensive. I don't really agree. You just have to find the deals. Do you guys know in Denver it only costs $1,400 to jerk off at a park? Shut the fuck up!
Who laughed? Wrong!
Is that Megan?
That was Megan.
Okay, thank you, Megan.
Well, we can't really scold Megan.
No, we can't.
You guys, I am a snowflake because when my butthole lands on a tongue, I melt.
Shut up!
John
Shut up!
Henry! God! Jacob, hit him up with another one. We gotta get these fucking...
We should have told jokes and then never told everybody to shut the fuck up. But
No.
Guys, I just got back from New Orleans. Did you guys know in New Orleans it costs, it's if you get a lap dance at a strip club in New Orleans and you piss yourself during the lap dance, they legally have to finish the lap dance. Did you guys know that? I don't know if it's legally, but Sapphire was a trooper.
Good.
That's perfect. That's very good.
Real hush. Hey, you guys like bingo? I love bingo. Don't laugh. Hey.
Raymond Ace.
Raymond. Unbelievable. I love bingo. You get great jokes off the whole time. Like, oh, what's in here? I-21, let me buy a drink. You know, that's fun. Let's do another one. I-19, as in I shot 19 kids in Texas. Good. Very good, everybody. Okay. Very good. Look at these good little piggies. All right. So you understand the concept of the show. Does everyone? Now you can make some noise. You understand the show? Okay. We will count the laughs. About half of these comedians will advance to a second round where they have 1 minute to compete for your laughter, and then two finalists will battle it out, 30 seconds on the line, and they will walk home with a cash prize and a paid spot in the Four Corners Comedy Festival.
Paid spot, everybody!
This fall in
Durango. Winners will be able to go down to Durango, Colorado and do comedy for a lot of people.
Where Jacob started.
That's where I started.
How special is that? Good. Very good. Thank you, Evan.
Let's keep
it going for Evan, too. Guys.
Keep it going for Evan in Slaughterhouse Studios. He's live recorded podcasting this bitch right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can go and listen to all these episodes on Spotify, Dessert with Dead Room Comedy. And tonight's episode will be live recorded as a podcast. So here we go.
Can we get that bass line?
All right, this is where we need you at. Now, up first to the stage. Evan, you doing time too? Okay, excellent. Up first to the stage, we have regular here at the Dead Room. His name is Damon Howard, everybody. Please
keep it
welcome
going for Damon
Howard. And everybody together, we count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
glad Jacob and Jeff started with their best jokes to bomb the crowd with. It's very good to hear. That Wookiee looks like if Jeff didn't shave for 3 weeks. Guys, I have a lot of weird voices in my head, I realize. A lot of weird voices going on. And like, I always hear these voices when I want to decide something. So it's one time, like, I wanted to buy a bike. So I asked myself, should I buy this bike? And the first voice in my head, it just goes like, don't buy the bike, you might hit a kid. The second voice is like, buy the bike, you might hit a kid. I'm like, that doesn't seem productive. And it just keeps going like on and on in my head. I'm trying to like figure it out. Hey, Evan, get my good side. And like, oh, should I get this bike? But like, I ask myself all these questions, like, what should I do? One of them is like, oh, should I kill a guy? And the guy's like, don't do it. The other side's like, do it and you're cool. I'm like, that's a very thing. Here's the thing, if I were to kill a guy, it would have to be really discreet. Like, I would have to just, you know, strangle him with the tight cord and then throw him in my basement and then just bury his body by burning down the house. That's the only real way to dispose of a body. But there's, again, a lot of voices happening in my head constantly. But one of the weird ones, I do have to introduce you guys to a friend real quickly. Just give me 1 second. He wants to give you guys a joke really quickly. Guys, you want to hear his joke? Like, hey, Socko, hope you're doing well. Hey, Socko, what happens when a grizzly, what do you call a grizzly that doesn't wear socks? Barefoot.
Time!
Oh, wow. Boy, if you had 2 more seconds, yeah, you can boo him if he sucks.
He just used this room as an excuse to commit murder.
Try new material. So he had one, and then Jeff Nelson laughed, and then Ali laughed at Jeff Nelson laughing. So we'll give him a 2.2.
Hey, keep it going for Damon Howard. 2.2 laughs!
We have a new leader, Damon Howard.
New leader! New leader on the board, Damon Howard.
All right, next up, we have a staple of the Denver scene, new up-and-comer, performed on Last Deadroom for the first time. Please welcome to the stage, Adam Gilliard!
And count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I've been thinking a lot about those people with seeing eye dogs. You know who I'm talking about? You think any of them ever use them also as lick the peanut butter off your genitals, dogs? They can't see. I'm from Alabama. A lot of people from back home are getting pregnant, having children, in like the cool consensual kind of way, the post-marital way. And they'll post these beautiful pictures on Instagram announcing their pregnancy. And I always like to leave the same comment. Whore. That's the word I use. I like to use whore. It's like I'm Nathaniel Hawthorne, you know? It just has a little bit of bite to it, you know? For those of you who don't know Nathaniel Hawthorne, he wrote this book called The Scarlet Letter, and it's about this whore named Hester Prynne, who had a baby and just ravaged the local economy of her little religious community out east. I've got some dick jokes, actually, if you guys wouldn't mind just being a little quiet, because I'm a little shy. Just give me a second. Okay, shy bladder. And 26 seconds left. I don't know, I used to get in trouble a lot because I'd use that voice-to-text thing in elementary school and I would say heinous shit like, I'd like to get my balls licked all the time, you know? And the teacher would be like, hey, stop it! You can't type that on a computer at school. 9 seconds. Man, I think this is the closest I'll get to purgatory on Earth is being up here in the dead room. And it's over! Hey!
definitely an improvement.
Yeah. I like that cock monologue that you had. Or what was it, the dick joke? Where you put the microphone to your penis?
I thought you said the cop monologue.
No, the cock monologue.
Jacob, I got 4.5.
4.5 is pretty fair. Yeah. Keep it going for Adam Gillian!
We have a new leader!
We have a new second place! Keep it going for Damon Howard!
New second place, everybody. All right, your next comedian is visiting us from Albuquerque, first time doing the Dead Room. Excited to see what he's got.
Everybody, keep it going for Steph Darnell!
And count him down from
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you think I'm putting my mouth anywhere near this motherfucking microphone after dude took his goddamn nasty ass sock off and man put his shit by his dick, it's not happening, partner. Thank you for letting me borrow your mic, though. I appreciate it, my dog. There's a suspicious number of white people in here. This is crazy. God damn. We figured out where y'all hiding, finally. I found out. That's funny. Fuck that shit. Laugh at that shit with him. Nah, man. people think I don't like white people, and that shit's fucked up. I don't appreciate that shit. I think y'all cool as fuck. I think y'all party the best. You know what I'm saying? People don't believe me. White people come with everything when you go to a party. They got fucking all the alcohol, women, drugs. Like, y'all got all shit that a party needs. You ask, but you go to a black people party and it's always like, yo, bring the ice. I might have to use the dick mic. That sucks. It's unfortunate. Anyway, oh yeah, That's unfortunate. It sounds better too. That sucks. nah, man. Y'all party better. We just got here in Denver. I'm actually from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? We just got to Denver. You know, weed ain't legal in Atlanta and shit. We got here, and the first thing, as soon as I got out the fucking, you know, we got to that hotel, somebody offered me weed. So I smoked the course, and I was like, this shit is magical. What is this? And he was like, white privilege. Felt fucking great. Like, why are y'all complaining about this shit, man? You know what I'm saying? Don't try to not laugh. It's great. Now, that shit is crazy as fuck. Right? Oh, shit.
Now, everybody, keep it going for him. Sometimes we forget to start it, but we catch it on our phone, the time. We got a new leader, 11 laughs.
Keep it going for Steph Darnell. We got 11 laughs.
And that means we have a new third place. Keep it going for Damon Howard in third place. Still a contender for the second round. All right.
Oh my God. All right. Guys, your next comic. I'm so excited to see him. Not only has he gotten to the second round of the Dead Room multiple times, but he also, I think, has brain damage. Everybody, keep it going for Kyle Benavidez!
And count them down from
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, I've had multiple head injuries that have not made me any funnier. There's one. I'm known for doing impressions. I was watching Beetlejuice the other day. The most hilarious guy in Beetlejuice is like this barber. He's like, he's really lonely. He's like, this guy comes in, he's got hair down to his goddamn shoulders. He says, just trim it a little. All right, how about some Arnold Schwarzenegger? Hasta la vista, baby. I'll be back. In the movie The Sixth Day, literally, the evil clone falls on his clone. Arnold says, when I told you to go screw yourself, I did not mean for you to take it literally. That was just classic. I mean, how do you beat that? Oh, this one's just a fun one I've been working on. This guy, he's got a daughter, puts him to sleep. They named her Anesthesia. No, okay, that's not gonna work here. There's this. What, just think if like babies had iPhones and they were texting and they were like watching The Wizard of Oz. They're just like texting, fiddling.
We welcome you. What does it go? The Munchkin Land. texting baby, like ADD, texting, watching, follow the yellow brick road. I've got to send a message to my baby friend. she's not texting back. She's talking to another baby dude. What the hell? Got to get back on baby Tinder. Swipe, swipe, left, left.
Keep right. Time! Where was that baby Tinder gone with that bit?
I wish that he could finish that. That was funny. Baby Tinder.
Yeah, can you just come whisper the rest of it to us during the next comedian?
I got 3.7.
3.7,
wow. 3.7, keep it going for Kyle Benavides.
That means we have a new fourth place.
Everybody, keep it going for David Howard.
Now in fourth place, still a contender.
Still a contender.
All right, first time doing the Dead Room? All right, we got a first timer at the Dead Room, everybody. Please welcome to the stage, Calvin Reed.
Keep it going for Calvin Reed!
Count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Everybody, give another round of applause for Kyle. I think it's so great that he's short but still wants to be muscular. He's like a cute little beef cupcake, and thank you. Cool, and I love that. We all love a good beef cupcake. It's a good time. So during the last show, I think a lot of you were there for this, people kept on talking about how it's like easier to suck dick than it is to eat puss. And I just gotta say, y'all, the one vagina I touched, I found the clit right away. It's not difficult, you're just sexist, right? Like, I feel like that would have killed. I hate the fact that y'all can't laugh. It is so irritating. Oh my gosh, my therapist is gonna get a mouthful this next Wednesday. Anyways, so yeah, it's like y'all just like don't be sexist, it's not hard. You literally listen to women, right? Anyways, sucking a dick can be kind of hard though, because sometimes they tear. Fun fact, not for me. Sometimes they don't like it. I'm not gonna get into that. Anyways, also we talked a lot about school shooting. And you know, I kind of relate to that on a personal level because I had a counselor and youth pastor think I was gonna be a school shooter. Right? I know, like kind of offensive. You know, just not a good time. I did a little monologue about shooting a kid in school and they were like, do you wanna shoot kids in school? And I was like, sis, what the fuck? No, you psycho. And I won scholarships for that thing. Anyways, this is so hard, especially because it's Pride Month, you guys. You all need to support the gay guy during Pride Month. I'm the only gay one here, and if there is another gay person, they're not gay. No, because that would mean I'm not the only gay person, and I can't use that as my minority card because I'm white and cis, and that's all I have. Thank you. Y'all, like, the four of you that laughed are, like, truly my favorite people. Thank you so much. Yeah, cool. And 1 second.
Time! Calvin Reed, everybody. Calvin Reed.
Calvin Reed. I would have loved to see your outfit for a school shooting.
Yeah.
Just, like, completely decked out.
Yeah, yeah. Very good job, everybody. Very good, very good. What do we have, Jacob?
I got Calvin at 5 laps, everybody.
5 laps.
Keep it up for Calvin Reed.
Now in second place, and that means Damon Howard is in fifth place.
Keep it up for Damon Howard. Guys, your next comic, first time at the Dead Room.
No, second. They did
second.
Yeah.
Second time at the Dead Room. Very funny. Everybody, keep it going for Stone!
Count Stone down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, can I get a volunteer real quick? Can John Henry come the fuck up here? What do you need me to do? Oh my God, just sit here and be pretty. Hey. All right, so this is How to Seduce Someone by Stone. Hey, boy. Do you wanna go out back to my apartment and go
read the Bible?
Oh, fuck. The audio message isn't working. Shit on my dick. Read the book. It's saying read the Bible in Harry Bell's voice. My whole set just fell apart before my very eyes, guys. Alright. I'm gonna call it. I recorded one just for John Henry. Hold on. Oh god.
Listen to Joe Rogan's podcast.
That's my whole joke.
Hey, that's it. You got it.
I have to suffer. Oh my god. Do you know the amount of times I've had to like stay for 1 minute from life? I think they cut the mic. Can somebody please cut the mic?
My day's going fine. Only one person accused me of being a cheater. I'm happy.
Do you just want like 45 seconds? Do you want me to take you the nuts?
No, we got that coming.
Alright, bye. Woo! Yeah.
We always make the performers sit in the bomb, folks.
You have to wait your allotted time because those are the rules.
That is the rules. Those are the rules.
What'd you get?
One point two two five.
Keep it going for Stone! That means we have a new second to last place. Everybody keep it going for Damon!
That's a big moment for Damon. He just bumped up.
A huge moment for Damon.
Wow. Now I see what Stone was doing the whole time. Just helping out Damon. That's sweet.
Guys, your next comic, you might recognize him from the previous sketch or bit. Guys, I'm super excited to see this. He always brings the heat. Everybody keep it going for John Henry!
Count him down from 5, 4, 3. Oh, Jesus.
The sombrero will be explained in the next round. Lainey, get your ass up here. We got some unfinished business from last time. Pretend I called you a cunt. Jesus Christ. That's the most a woman's touched my balls in 3 years. And she was my cousin. Jesus Christ. Cousin Jane kicks harder than you. Jesus Christ. And I still have a minute and 30 seconds. Great, it's near the solstice. And I'm truly manic as fuck. Has anyone else been manic? Is anyone else here bipolar? It's a great fucking thing around this time. Because all you want to do is literally nothing. You just kind of bounce back and forth between different things. Like, I guess I can open up. I got a minute left. Last summer, I held the first Sombrero Crown Court to determine the Muay Thai champion, Sombrero Crown King. And now I'm here to hold the second Sombrero Crown Court and determine the next Sombrero Crown King. If anyone wants to come and fight me in a Muay Thai championship and fight me and beat me and take my crown, they can. This is my crown. If anyone want to take it, anyone? No. This isn't working. That's not. You guys are a tough crowd. This is quite interesting. Unfortunately, I just like ranting. Ranting's fun. It's fun. Here, I'm gonna teach everyone here, if you ever have a person you don't want to get with, this is how you do the crazy eyes. All you do is you open the whites in your eyes and you just don't fucking blink at all. They'll run away fast enough, or at least that's what the guy at CU's shooter department said when I was called in for scaring people. I'm that guy. You know what? Yeah, I don't know what I want to do for these last 12 seconds. I'm kind of bored. I didn't go as well as I thought I was. That's all right. I'm having a great time, and we will continue to do so! Give it up for John Henry!
John Henry, everybody. Boy, he said he'd explain the sombrero in the second round. That's quite the assumption.
Follow for part 2. That's pretty much what he did.
Jake, I got him at like 8.5.
I got him at 8.5 too. Keep it going for John Henry! 8.3 of those was from the kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
For sure.
8.3 though. For those of you just kind of like wondering, yes, that is the guy that stuck a plunger up his ass.
That's.
Last time.
That is the man.
So keep it going one more time for John Henry. All right. Excited to see what your next comic's got. He's producing. He just produced his first comedy show. Fucking crushed it. Glad to have him here tonight. Please welcome to the stage Ron L. Hardin, everybody.
Count them down
from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is gonna be hard. All right. Well, shit. My pullout game's on fleek. Y'all see I can get this done. Hi, white people. I'm from Denver. I was here before all you motherfuckers. No, I want to thank you guys for moving in. You guys helped get a whole bunch of tents in this shit. I actually wonder why you guys are all mad about the tents when the airport clearly has a tarp on it. Yay, nay. Do I get hurt twice? Now, there's a couple of smiles out there. This is hard as fuck. Another thing about the white people in this neighborhood is this used to be called the East Side, but you guys have a tendency of, well, y'all call it Rhino now. Y'all have the tendency of renaming shit after you discover it. Welcome to America. Anybody's first time here? Damn, this is fucking tough, guys. Another thing about me is I'm a single father. I'd love to be a sorry. This is hard. Shit. Stonic, why don't you tell me this was so fucking hard? Do I get all those people who laughed at me, though? You count them all? Okay, cool. No, I'm a single father. I'd love to be a deadbeat dad, but her mom beat me to the punch, so I do this every day. I should be picking her up now. She lied to me. She's at some party, so I need to figure that shit out. If anybody's ever wanted to punch a teenager, I have one at the house for you. I know it's an easy gig. It's hard as a father to do. I'd love to be a drunk dad. Drunk dads get more respect than sober ones because when I pull up at school, they're like, how'd you drive here? You know what I'm saying? It's actually a pretty cool thing. No, I drive a Tesla, so I don't buy petroleum no more, but I do pump pussy like gas. So, cracked her. Ooh, she's good. How many more seconds? 5, 4. I'm happy to disappoint you for this entire 2 minutes. That was fucking amazing. Thank you, Stan.
You're on for Ron L. Hardin. He got him on a fumble and then kind of rolled around through there. That was...
Pump that pussy like gas.
Pump that pussy like gas. Ron L. pumped the pussy like gas, Hardin. I got him at 9.5.
9.5 is fair. Keep it going for Ron L. Hardin!
That, what? That means we have a new 7th place contestant. Keep it going for Damon Howard, everybody.
Keep it going for Damon Howard!
Yeah! We have a regular here at the Dead Room. Very excited to see what he brings. That's all I'll say. Guys, please welcome to the stage,
Quentin Johnson!
Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yo necesito agua. ¿Dónde está el aeropuerto? Donde está el aeropuerto? Fuck, this is France. Where is the airport? You guys don't speak English or Spanish. You're between England and Spain. Why does nobody in France speak English or Spanish? It's the only two languages I know. I'm lost. Okay, I thought that'd be funny. You guys are kind of bumming me out. You think it's just like cool not to laugh or like appreciate anybody's art? You guys are just like mean mugging me. I love you. All of you look so pretty. I just want to give you a big hug. I got a haircut recently. Some people go through depression differently. I get haircuts. I just really need a fresh start. It was either a pair of scissors or a gun. Obviously, I chose the scissors. I did get a new hobby in suicidal thoughts. It's helping me lose a lot of weight, just not enough. I got 40 seconds left. This is the most stressful set of my life. I am gonna lose this thing again. Again. I'm gonna have to move to California. I don't think Denver's working out. You guys are not gonna laugh at all. Okay, 24 seconds. I tried my best, but you guys just didn't like me. You know, I don't like you either, actually. If this was a date, I would not call you back. Because you have not said anything back at all. This is the most boring day of my life. I hope 9/11 happens again, because I hate America. I really hope it happens.
Oh, what a buzzer beater. I hope 9/11 happens again.
Okay, god damn it. I had him at 4.5, but then he said he wished 9/11 happened again, and that bumped him up 5 points. So I got 9.5.
At least, yeah.
9.5, right. Keep it going for Quentin Johnson. Jesus Christ.
Can I just give him a 9.1? No.
Yeah, give him a 9.11. We'll know it's a 9.5 if it comes down to it. Jesus Christ, a bunch of fucking traitors in here. All right, guys, your next comic, he's new to the scene, a Christian staple in the Denver comedy scene, Joel Olstein's favorite comedian. Keep it going for Josh Greenan!
And count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Quentin, I know you struggle financially. I'd be happy to, I don't know if you knew this, Quentin's here, I hope you can hear this. I do haircuts sometimes. I'll be happy to shoot you in the head. That'd be great. A lot of people talk trash about me behind my back. They say mean stuff like, oh, he's so dumb, or he's not funny, or he dates his sister. You know, which is like, okay, that's over the line. You know, she's my girlfriend now, so don't talk about her like that. No, I will say this about incest, though. Quick argument for incest here. It's just the first, like, while of dating someone is learning how to be vulnerable, how to open up to them and stuff like that. How much faster would it be to just be like, oh, you know, mom and dad, you get it. Right? A lot of people are worried about abortion being made illegal. Here's the thing, there's a loophole. A lot of pro-life people are super pro-capital punishment. So the thing is, if it's made illegal, then by law, you gotta keep the baby. You gotta keep the baby, have the baby, frame the baby for murder, okay? And then you kill the baby. And that's, you know, now you don't have to raise a kid and you're a hero because you stopped a murderer, you know? I like to do the incest joke and the abortion joke back to back because where there's incest, there's abortion. You know, typically speaking. Damn, I wish this contest was visual because I see so many people smiling and it's just not gonna cut it for me. Okay, I will say this about the Uvalde shooting. It did teach us this. It taught us that kids are actually safer in cages. So I think that's something to think about. We're all mad about them keeping kids in cages. How many mass cage shootings have there been? Zero. So the Republicans aren't wrong on everything. This is my point. Damn it, guys. Give it up a little bit more, please. No? All right. Josh Greenan, everybody. You guys are like, that's the Christian comic? And then he's like, Republicans aren't wrong about everything. You're like, oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Listen, Josh, you got like 4 laughs from this woman right here.
You got a Creedon head.
Yeah, Creedon has. So I got him at 9 laughs.
9 laughs.
Keep it up for Josh Creedon! Oh, boy.
Regular at the Dead Room up next.
Regular at the Dead Room. He runs a comedy show in his backyard every Saturday. He always brings the heat. Everybody keep it going for Philip Cardo!
Count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shh.
They should just call this like the list of people I would slap in the face for fucking saying racist shit is what they should call this, Mike. I couldn't tell if he was pro-abortion or anti-abortion. I wish his mom was pro-abortion. Give it up for Creedon again, everybody. I thought I'd get you guys. You know what I did the other day? There was a sprinkler going the other day, and I walked through it. And I more pranced through it. I pranced through the sprinkler, and I didn't know that it was it makes you feel so childlike. So then I just turned the hose on one of the fucking kids I was babysitting, and just shot the hose on him for a half hour. I didn't care. Fuck them. Fuck those little kids. You know what I hate? When you just have to pee all of a sudden. I'll just be walking down the fucking street, and then you gotta fucking pee. And then they want to get mad at me and give me a ticket and put me on the sex offender list because I just needed to fucking pee. It's dumb. I got caught that week. It's stupid as fuck. I learned that gentrifiers are like roaches, guys. You guys know why gentrifiers are like roaches? Because the both of their favorite parts of the house are the kitchen and the restroom. You know what gentrifiers and roaches have in common? That they both die when you stomp on the back of their head. Yeah. You know what gentrifiers and roaches have in common? They both smell like fucking roaches. You know what the difference between a gentrifier and a roach is? One of them is a disgusting vermin that you can't get rid of no matter how hard you clean, and the other one's a roach. Fuck all you guys in here.
Time!
Oh, man, he gets...
Just say white people. That's...
Wow. He's gotten... At one point, you were so happy on the Dead Room, showing your tits in a sheer shirt. Here we... Look how far we've come.
I got two.
Two?
Keep it going for Philip Gotto!
I hope you all learned something tonight. You guys are the toughest crowd we've ever had at the Dead Room.
Give it up for yourselves.
Give it up
Come
for yourselves
on.
One time.
You guys are a tough crowd. We respect the hell out of that. More than the troops.
Yeah. We hope 9/11 happens
again. I hope 9/11 happens again. And there's no troops to save us. I really do hope that. Oh, but speaking of that, your next comic. he was a translator for the U.S. Army, so you should really give him some goddamn respect. Everybody, I love him to death. He's a staple of the Denver comedy scene.
Kyle Benavidez.
The Omaha comedy scene, the Baghdad comedy scene. Everybody, keep it going for Ali Kareem.
Count them down.
9/11 is why I'm here. That's just the truth. I can't deny it, man. Sometimes I think what would my life would be if 9/11 didn't happen. I mean, it's not all bad. Sometimes, people gotta die for other people to survive. All right, let's talk about the war. I remember during the war, my brother was still in the Iraqi military, and it was me, my uncles, and my sisters. And the rumor that was going on, this is the last day of war, the rumors that were going on, it said the U.S. military were raping women and kidnapping children. This is no lie. And I remember, me and my uncles, we blocked the front door with rocks. And in the middle of the night, we hear our door being pushed open, forced open. And all of us are in the corner just sitting there. And we were so scared. And the door gets kicked open, and my uncle jumps up. And he's like, "Don't fuck me! Fuck my brother!" And it was my brother, you guys. He escaped the military. All right, this is so much fun. In Iraq, our dogs they don't bark. They made a different sound. It's just You guys, I'm joking, all right? I used to rescue dogs. All right, well, this was so much fun. Thank you, dude. This is worse than Damon Howard.
Ali Kareem.
Man, those jokes hit different in the dead room. God.
But he has this formula I've noticed for the dead room where he does his material, bombs, and then says, all right, this is fun, and then gets laughs. Because I got him at 10.
You got him at 10 laughs?
He got it like consistently throughout, but...
You know, I was in the bathroom, so, you know.
You were.
Also, he was a translator for the U.S. government. Keep it going!
For Ali Kareem! All right. This first time, right?
Period.
Yeah, first time at the Dead Room. Excited to see what he got. You know, just decided to sign up on a whim tonight. So please welcome to the stage, Trip Kerr, everybody. Count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shh.
If I was ever going to do like a bunch of cocaine, I would bring it across the border to Canada and OD just to see what their healthcare was like. Right, it's tough out here, isn't it? All right, let's keep it rolling, baby. They're doing doctor-administered ketamine treatments now, which is cool. I booked one for myself, but I was getting administered, and all of a sudden, I'm the weird one when I asked them to put on Skrillex. Cool. All right. Did someone say, is that it? Me and all my friends, I find that we all have sticker collections that we don't plan to put anywhere. I think it would be fun when I die if they put all of my stickers onto my casket. That way someone could see my open body, but they could still be like, oh man, that guy saw Dead & Company in 2016. That's pretty cool. All right, let's keep it rolling, baby. I like astrology because it lets my the shitty parts of my personality be like a universal thing. You guys read your fucking horoscopes, don't fuck with me. I'm in a traditional marriage in that I have a wife and I'm, you know, it's like a cis hetero and all that stuff, but. It's non-traditional in that I, as the husband, am the one that makes the dentist appointments. No one liked that. I thought it was funny.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hell yeah. Keep
that's,
it going for
that's her friend.
That's her friend. Keep it going for her friend, everybody. He got like 4.5 laughs off just saying, let's keep it rolling.
Rolling, baby.
Let's keep it rolling.
Let's keep it rolling, baby.
Isn't that funny?
What do you got total?
I got 7 laughs total. Keep it going for a Trip, everybody!
Which means. In 12th place, Damon Howard, everybody.
Keep it going for Damon Howard! 12th place, bring it back up.
Now in 12th place. All right, your next comedian, I believe it's his first time at the Dead Room. I don't see him in here, but... All right, let's give it a go. Please welcome to the stage, Rick Bryan, everybody.
Keep it going for Rick Bryan!
I think he left.
Hey, you know what? Keep it going for Lily Osberg, everybody! Lily Osberg!
All right, excellent. You count her down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I was literally walking out the door to leave this shithole. Not to brag to all you guys. Wow, fuck. I'm going to do jokes now. Okay. Abortion. Huh. How about it, right? Yeah, I had one. And I went to the Planned Parenthood. And outside the Planned Parenthood, they have protesters, right? And I saw a sign that convinced me to have an abortion more than I was already convinced. Okay? It said abortion in bubble letters, not colored in all the way. With a circle, with a line through it, not colored in all the way. And it's like, dog, if you can't even finish your sign, how am I expected to complete this pregnancy? Great, oh my God. I almost made it out the door, damn it. Golly, I have my jokes. I got one fucking minute. Okay, I didn't have a great time in high school, you guys. One time this kid came up to me and he was like, hey Lily, you're like fairly skinny, but you have fat girl arms. I was like, oh gee, thank you. Frankly, I'm impressed myself. And then a couple years later, he came up to me and he was like, hey Lily, I gotta let you know something. And I was like, what? I got nice calves, but chubby joints, save it. He's like, no, this is important. I'm actually transgender. I'm transitioning from male to female. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's wonderful. I'm stunned. How brave of you. Because who has fat girl arms now, bitch? Thank you. Does the arm count, you guys? Do you guys think firefighters are buried or cremated? It depends on the building, right?
Time. Very impressive. I didn't think she had it in her butt near the end there. I got 10 laughs, Jacob. Keep it going for Lily Osberg.
Keep it going for Lily Osberg. 10 laughs.
Let's just check. We think they left the building. Is Ricky Ramos here?
Ricky Ramos. He's not. He left?
Left.
All right. We have a guest spot. Guest dropping. You're going to love him. He just graduated from medical school. Everybody, keep it going for Devesh Patel.
Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shh.
There's a lot of people up here tonight. You said it wouldn't be that many people there tonight. We got a lot of people. Anyways, guys, I just graduated medical school. How many people we got here? It's like 500 people in the room. Oh God. Really? Oh God. Jesus. Guys, I graduated medical school. If you guys could start clapping a little bit, give me a little. Wow, thank you guys. Thank you. Because I just graduated this morning. My graduation party, it ended early. I had to come here. And they said the list was full, so I wasn't going to go up. Thank God, dude. It's like 600 people in the room. I don't want to go up. Guys, you laugh too much. I got to come up again. Fuck. I can't come up again, dude. I can't come up here again. Fuck.
Sorry for the bashment. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
He broke the room. Keep it going for him.
Hey, he broke the room. I got 20 laughs. Dude, imagine how angry John Henry is right now.
John Henry got kicked in the balls.
For 8.5. And then Devesh was like, oh, shit. I told him 30 seconds before he went up that he was going up.
All right. One more time for Devesh
Keep
Patel.
Keep it going for
everybody.
Devesh Patel. Guys, I have to express to you, I am so excited for this next comic. I have no idea what's going to happen. But I know that it's going to be great. Everybody, keep it going for Denver Staple. Jason Fern!
Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I call this 20% with a surprise.
Jason Fern and John Henry. Boy, you three really put a lot of work into tonight.
I like that more than normal comedy. Can I just say, we've had people smoke crack, we've had people get naked, we've had people do shit like that. That's way more entertaining. But I got 8 laughs.
8 laughs?
8 laughs for Jason Fern!
All right, let me do some math here.
Jason, you should have just pretended like you were crying and say you just graduated from medical school.
All right, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So we got to eliminate. Trip. Oh, sad. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right. Please say goodbye to these comics. They tried their best tonight. They will not be going on. We have Adam Gilliard, Kyle Benavidez. Keep it going for them, everybody.
Kyle Benavidez.
They are not events. Calvin Reed, Stone, Philip Cano, Trip Kerr. All right.
And nobody can forget.
And Damon Howard, everybody.
Damon Howard, yes.
Number one in our hearts.
Number one in our hearts. Number one in our hearts.
But sock, the sock is advancing. Damon,
not Damon, just the sock.
Sock. all right, moving on. Can we get the set? Evan, could you set this to 1 minute, please? Thank you. Moving on to the second round where the comics have 1 minute to compete. We have in ascending order... John Henry, keep it going for him. Josh Creedon, Fern, Ronnell Harding, Steph Darnell, Ali Kareem, and Lily Osberg, everybody. Keep it going for them. That wasn't in the right order, but I tried my best. We are resetting the clock to 1 minute.
1 minute, folks. All right, let's get that baby full screen if we can, you know. All right. You've been a great audience. One more time for yourselves and Wide Ride, everybody. All right, this is it. We're going to go in ascending order from lowest score in the first round and on the way up. So that means...
Albuquerque's favorite. Albuquerque's...
No. Lowest to top.
Lowest to top.
Yeah.
Why are we doing that?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, maybe this guy goes Albuquerque. So please welcome to the stage, back right away, Jason Berg!
Keep it going for Jason!
Count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I call this 0%. Probably not a surprise.
He worked for the Army. Yeah. Fucking shit!
Oh,
wow.
Time! Wow. Okay. Taser. All right, let's just all take a deep breath. I've never seen two young men so close, but not quite to BDSM.
That counts as coming out of the closet.
I think
it?
That does count. Yeah. We have a new... Jason, would you like to do the bi agenda?
What'd you get for Jason?
I raise your hand if you laughed. There was a lot of reactions, but...
It counts, damn it!
I laughed.
We
got one.
Two. We got two. We got John Henry's cousin.
Okay.
Right? Isn't that your cousin? Okay. Yeah, we got John Henry's cousin. We got two. Jason Ferg probably laughed.
The reactions, right.
Was that your foot? Was that your foot that hit the stool? That was your back?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's fine.
He was a drone pilot. Actually, speaking of the troops, give it up for fucking Jason Fern.
He was in the Air Force,
he
folks.
Was a drone pilot.
All right. I'm going to give him six.
Six.
Yeah. I'd say four. Let's give
Two.
Him four.
Four. Right, let's meet.
That's fair.
Let's
Jason
meet in the middle and say five. Let's
okay,
meet in the
we'll
middle.
Do five. Keep it going for Jason Fern. He did five. He got five laughs and he fucking.
All right, everybody. We've been through a lot, and I can't promise that it's over. Please welcome to the stage, John Henry, everybody.
Keep it going for John Henry.
Count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm tired. I'm gonna try and take this slow. It's usually not my style, but I tried fighting because I wasn't getting the girls and I only found dudes. And I tried hunting because I wasn't getting the girls, only found dudes. Now I'm trying comedy. Dudes. I don't even know what to do anymore. I'm just kind of like, okay, I've fought. I've used all my energy. What did he say? Keep it going or something like that? I don't know. That got last. Not anymore. Jesus. It's a complicated situation. Gee, I'm a fucking... This is dumb. I stuck a plunger up my ass last time, and now look at me. I'm just getting kicked in the balls and fighting people. Jesus fucking Christ. What have I become? And my parents loved me. I hope you knew that. They did. She can vouch for that.
I can't.
Thank you.
Time. Well. Yeah, John, I just think they don't trust you anymore. I think it's a general mistrust.
He never explained the sombrero, did he explain
it? He never explained the sombrero. Oh, okay.
I like how round one was a physical kick in the balls, and then round two was like an emotional kick in the balls. All right.
Jacob got 8 laps. John, I got like 3.
Yeah, you were counting.
John Henry was last month's winner. Keep it going for him,
everybody.
Keep
going for the previous winner.
All right. Let's get the Christian back up here.
Let's get that young Christian boy.
Please welcome to the stage, Josh Greenan.
Josh Greenan.
Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In this short minute, I'd like to share with you guys a favorite memory of mine that I have growing up. Sounds kind of like a weird favorite memory, but one of my favorite memories is my dad giving me the sex talk, just telling me what sex was. And it sounds weird, but it was just so nice to finally be able to put a word to what he was doing to me. Dear Lord, you're the only person who finds me funny at all. It's like you're my mom. This is terrible. What happened before, like, that was in the name of comedy. John Mulaney does comedy. Can you imagine if John Mulaney was just like, and next someone is going to squeeze my balls? Just horrific. I'm not saying this is any better. I'm just saying that I'm not hurting myself. I'm trying to think. Should I just say, like, in 6 seconds? He came back in 3 days. There's that. Nah, it's bad.
Time, everybody.
Sorry, everybody. Big letdown.
Jacob, I got him at 5.5.
5.5? Keep it going. That's the power of the Lord right there. You bet you crushed with Jesus up in heaven.
Jesus laughed.
Yeah, Jesus laughed. Stupid motherfuckers.
All right.
All right.
All right, you guys.
Oh boy.
Your next comedian has desired to bring back a national tragedy, or depends on how you look at it, given the perspective that room provides. Please welcome to the stage,
Quentin Johnson.
Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
9/11, please happen again. I want to get destroyed. Fuck New York. We deserved it. We literally deserved that from happening. Who disagrees? Tell me right now, who disagrees? Do you know history or politics at all? We let that happen. And I just want it to happen again. We need a sequel to this movie. I'm fed up with, like we need another movie. I want 9/11 happening and so badly. I want it to happen, like this time in LA. Nobody likes the Los Angeles. Do you miss, you're really pretty, you look like you're from LA, but you don't like it. You're from Georgia. Atlanta. Evans, I hope 9/11 hits there. Thank you.
Jesus Christ. He just fucking doubled down on 9/11 and you guys fucking loved it.
Will someone call Athens, Georgia?
Please call the biggest government building in Athens, Georgia and place a bomb threat. 9/11 to Electric Boogaloo. Holy shit.
I got him at, what'd you get him at?
I got him at like 17.
Yeah,
keep it going for Quentin Johnson. He
everybody.
Is the current leader. All 9/11 material.
All right. So now, please bring, welcome back to the stage. He was very tired. Is he still here? Yes, please welcome back to the stage. Ronald Harding! Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is still really, really hard. Oh my God. Okay, I got a couple questions in a scenario. First question, it's been 20 years. When does the future start, or when does fucking Dippin' Dots become the ice cream? She's like the free space in fucking Bingo, I promise. Oh, we all get it. I got another question. If a woman has beef curtains and she squirts, is that au jus? You guys are nasty. Nasty, so nasty. Dog lovers? Any dog lovers? All right, dogs, pit bulls, Rottweilers are American dogs, European dogs. Then you have Shih Tzus, Crescents. Those are Asian dogs. Prairie dogs are Native American. Not because they were here first, but because they have to move. You guys all learned about the genocide. Of the I was going to say Jews.
That minute comes quick.
Oh, man, classic prairie dog material. Guys, I got Ronell at 6 laughs.
6 laughs.
That free bingo space, that shit was funny.
Keep it going for Ronell Harding, everybody.
Keep it going for Ronell.
All right. Now we please welcome back to the stage. Host of Kareem in Your Face. You saw him a lot tonight. Please welcome back Ali Kareem. 4, 3, 2.
I love America. I really do. I don't think 9/11 should happen again. You don't deserve it. Okay. If 9/11 happens again, it probably should be in Saudi Arabia. Nice. I know you guys hate me, and you know it's like the ship has sailed. You guys, I can't help it. You know, and just 9/11 is a sensitive subject, but like 9/11 happened and war got declared on my country. So, but you know, like after I moved here, I learned like the American education system, and I was like, man, they probably went like. Okay, we're going to war with Iraq. All right, well, that's my time. Thank you, guys.
I thought it was something with, like, Quentin's personality where I'm like, oh, he just made 9/11 funny. No, you guys just love 9/11 in America.
We do.
Because Ali started, he was like, yeah, Ali, 9/11 shouldn't happen.
What'd you get him at?
Like, 2.
Okay. Keep it going for Ali Kareem.
Keep it going for Ali Kareem.
And one more time for Damon Howard, everybody.
Keep it going for the guest of our hearts.
All right. Was out the door. Put up in round one, advance to the second round. Please welcome back to the stage, Lily Osberg. Count her down from 5, 4, 3, 2.
Having an abortion is an excruciating experience, and I think about it every single day of my life. But I've seen multiple reasons tonight that make me glad that I had an abortion. Does the squeal count? Sorry. I wish Planned Parenthood had an alternative service than abortion. They ask you a question, they're like, would you rather terminate your baby? Or terminate your baby daddy. He's just a clump of cells, right? Let's do a guided meditation for these last 10 seconds so I can calm down. Goodbye.
Lily Osberg!
Oh, the guided meditation shit was funny. Yeah.
What'd you get her at?
I got her at 6 laughs, actually. Keep it going for Lily Osberg.
Currently tied for second place in the second round, so we'll see. In from Albuquerque, advance to the second round. Please welcome back to the stage, Steph Darnell. Counting down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Man, I had to stop using bar soap, you know what I'm saying? Because I was too lazy to go keep buying soap and shit. Fellas, don't you hate when you wear your soap down to that last little chip of soap and you're in the shower making life decisions and shit? It's like, fuck, I had to go on a date. Could wash my face or my dick. Think I'm gonna wash my face. I could wash my dick in her sink. With her hand soap, you know what I'm saying? Now my dick smell like pomegranate rain and shit. Hey, if your man come home and his dick smell like dial or something, he got sink dick. You might want to check him. Hashtag sink dick. Put that shit on a t-shirt or something. Fuck it. Yeah. I was playing, man. Hell yeah, that shit'll get you in trouble, bro. I follow my jailhouse rules at the house and shit. When I drop the soap, I don't bend at the waist. I bring it back to with my foot, and I bend at the knees because I ain't trying to get raped by no ghosts. You know what I'm saying? Like, bullshit.
Raising awareness about what ghosts are up to. Keep it going for Steph Darnell. What do you got him at?
I got him at 9 laughs. Keep 9 it going laughs. For Steph Darnell.
All right, so... No, wait. Okay, he's good. So we got boom, and then... All right. So please, then, welcome back to the stage. Broke the room in the first round, everybody.
Our favorite little boy. Everybody, keep it going for Devesh Patel!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shh.
Yeah. Have any of you guys seen my parents? I just graduated medical school this morning. Just had a graduation in the morning, and after the party, they said we'll go watch a comedy show. And guys, during the show. I can't find them now. I don't know where they went, if anybody saw me. I don't want to say 9/11 was good. I don't want to be here. I don't want them to come beat me up. Guys, I can't. I don't want to fight Ali. 9/11, I don't want to say it was good. Anyways, guys, I just graduated medical school this morning.
Time! Devesh Patel.
Damn. Same set. Same jokes. Same set.
Just a nice cover song of the first set.
Yeah, nice. What are you? You're the tribute comic of yourself? You know what's funny? He got 10 laughs. I got 10 laughs for fucking Devesh Patel. All
right. Okay, then we have our finalists, everybody.
Let's just go right into it.
Let's go. Yeah, we got to get to 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that real quick. Right away, guys, let me see real quick over here. Guys, if I know most of you bought a ticket. If you did not or you just want to sweeten the pot for these two, they've competed a lot of money. If you got any extra cash... If you've loved the performers tonight, just pass this around, please. Thank you very much. A little sweet in the pot for these boys. Working very hard. One just graduated medical school. A lot of debt. So please take care of him. Yes, just like church. Pass through the pews. Excellent. John, that's very kind of you. A competitor putting in money? That's so sweet, guys. Keep it going for John Henry. That is sweet. Again, this is recorded as a live podcast. Check it out on Dessert with Dead Room Comedy. What we do for the final round is They will each go up. We will not tell you the score until the end, just to build some suspense.
Will you do a last call for the kitchen?
Last call for the kitchen, everybody. All right, if you need any food, go to the bar. Order food, okay? And make a lot of noise if you've had some fun tonight, okay? Excellent.
Guys, we have reached our final round of the evening. Each contestant, two contestants, they each get 30 seconds to try and make you laugh.
Should we flip a coin, or what do you think?
Yeah, let's flip a coin.
All right. Who's from Athens, Georgia? You are?
Who's the one? Who's the person from Athens? You're okay. From Athens, Georgia?
Would you like to give Quentin heads or tails?
Why did you frame it like that? Okay, whatever.
Please welcome to the stage, with more on geopolitics, Quentin Johnson, everybody.
Give it up for Quentin Johnson!
And count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shh.
Dad, stop yelling at George W. Bush. He's not the reason why Mom died. Mom! Mom! Where are you? Mom! Mom, I miss you! I love you so much! Does anybody know when Mom is coming back? She forgot to teach me about death! And she died from 9/11! Everybody give it up!
Quentin Johnson, everybody! All right, don't say what he got.
Yeah, we won't say what he got.
All right. And please welcome back to the stage your final contestant of the Dead Room, Devesh Patel! Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm going to hold my breath until my parents come back.
For Devesh Patel, everybody. All right. $3, you people? You guys are pigs.
They gave $3?
They gave $3.
Oh, Jesus.
No, John. No, buddy. You got
no,
kicked
John,
in the balls
don't.
Tonight.
No, no. Do you see what you guys are making John do?
You guys, look what you're doing to John tonight.
He's a college kid,
and he gave more money.
That's fine.
Well, yeah, okay. And, you know, doctors are very wealthy people, so.
Hey, should we just say it?
Let's just say it.
Give it up for Devesh Patel! The new Dead Room winner, $50 and a guest spot at the Four Corners Comedy Festival.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. September 30th and October 1st in Durango, Colorado. You get a paid spot. It's honestly probably like $15, and you have to pay for travel and lodging.
But, yeah!
Keep it up for Devesh Patel!
Baby, you can give me a ride home. My parents left. If anybody can give me a ride
can
home.
Can anyone give him a ride home?
He needs a ride home. Does anybody... Okay.
Damon Howard, everybody.
Keep it going for Damon Howard! Denver sweetheart!
Yeah.
There you go. Everybody, thank you so much for coming. Drive home safe. This has been the Dead Room. We do this every third Thursday at Wide Right.
Thank you very much. You've been a lovely crowd. Yeah.